Thousands of Muqtada al-Sadr's followers, along with a group of Sunni clerics, gathered again in Al-Firdaws Square in the Iraqi capital today to show their opposition to the security agreement, which, if approved by the Iraqi parliament, will extend the presence of U.S. troops in Iraq. The leader of the Friday prayers condemned the so-called security agreement between Iraq and U.S. and said the occupiers have planned to stay in Iraq for a long time by whatever means possible, but warned them that Iraqis will never accept further presence of foreign troops in their home.
The security deal is against Iraq's interests. It will allow for a continued occupation for maybe an indefinite time. And the draft of the agreement is unconstitutional. So we will continue to voice our opposition by all means.
The organizers said that was meant to express opposition to the deal and occupation, and that the crowds would remain peaceful. The Sadr movement MPs joined to the protest to show their support for rejection of the so-called security deal. An MP and the leader of the Friday prayers said that the agreement, if approved, would be unconstitutional.
We reject the agreement. We do not need these kind of deals. What the Iraqis are asking for is the withdrawal of all foreign soldiers from our country. This deal will also create more problems for Iraq and give the US the right to have our fate in its hands.
Security measures were tied to protect the demonstrators, with Iraqi security forces manning checkpoints on the Nairobi streets and placing snipers on rooftops. Iraqi army tanks blocked all the roads leading to squares and the main streets around the Firdaws Square. Demonstrators carried the Iraqi flag and signs saying, "Yes, yes, independence."